Jim McShane has played shakuhachi flute for 8 years.
It's generally used for meditation purposes, but there's all kinds of roads to the shakuhachi these days in Japan. I've actually seen on YouTube, you should do a search for it. Somebody is playing Take Five, Brubeck's Take Five on the shakuhachi.
Always open to suggestion, I do search YouTube and find Yamamoto Hosan with Blue Coats Orchestra. See, a few minutes into an interview with a librarian, and already I've learned something new. McShane has been involved in library sciences long enough to have witnessed the transition from old-school research to looking up information on YouTube or countless other online sources.
That actually came into use when I was in Queensborough Public Library. That was in like 1993 or so. We first got it.
At that time, McShane says, internet service was very basic with very few browsers.
Then it quickly developed, and people started to use it in a big way.
Before internet, when people needed information for research papers or to settle bets, they'd call the library and ask for the reference desk.
Back then, there was still reference being done, and you did have a lot of that in academic libraries, but also in public libraries. The bigger the public library, actually, the more reference work they seemed to do. In fact, when I was in Topeka, and that was 95 to 2001, they had a whole section that was just devoted to telephone reference. Really? It would be staffed by 3 or 4 librarians.
The transition from paper to pixels has not rendered libraries obsolete. McShane says public libraries serve diverse needs and economic circumstances. Not everyone has a computer, and the library can ensure better quality information.
I wouldn't rely upon Google any more than I would rely upon Wikipedia as being a good source for information, but a lot of the resources that we can get through our website have been vetted.
People can go to the library's website to find streaming video, a growing collection of e-books, and Mango, a program offering instruction in languages.
Let's learn how to say, can I pay with a credit card?
Posso pagare con la carta di credito?
There's a handy phrase to know when you're traveling. Just now getting off the ground is a local history project. McShane says funding has been found to set aside a room featuring genealogy and oral history as part of a local history collection.
We'll go out and interview people about their experiences living in Rapid City and archive them here at the library.
McShane says he's not looking only for large and notable history like the Rapid City flood, but also everyday events and facts of ordinary lives.
I asked 2 members of the staff to cull some monologues from our local history collection that we can use as something like a Spoon River anthology type of presentation that we can take around and get people, make people aware that we're looking for this oral history, first of all, and show them, I guess, examples of what people could tell us.
McShane refers to monologues taken from written records going back to the founding of Rapid City. He says library staffers will record actors reading the monologues so that audio will exist, in a way, for local historical figures also. McShane says libraries have always offered programs and presentations, especially for children. Over the past few months, the Rapid City Library has had public presentations by a Marie Curie impersonator, a beekeeper, and the Black Hills Celtic Society. As a journalist, I've covered many library presentations that include native flute, clay sculpture, a reading dog, live chickens, and duct tape art.
Yeah, we try to be as diverse as we can. This is a great area for finding people who are interested in all kinds of things.
Flute is just one of several instruments McShane has tackled. He also plays violin, mandolin, clarinet, a little piano, and a little guitar. He describes himself philosophically as an existentialist meliorist. I understand existentialism, but I had to look up meliorism. He says he has a tendency to learn a new language now and again, which reminds me I've long meant to go online and see if I have a flair for Italian.
Try to say the credit card.
La carta di credito.
Maybe not. For this area full of people who are interested in all kinds of things, Jim McShane seems to be a good fit. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.